We're beginning here on the top of Vav and Aleph, about four lines down. The Gemara is continuing to discuss here the status of the Kuti and how over time their status changed from being possibly Ne'eman to the point where they were classified as being Ovdei Avodah Zarah. And that's what the Gemara says, Umay Tama Gazru Behu Rabbanon. Why were the Rabbanon Gozer on the Kutim? So the Gemara tells a story which gives us the background to this. Kihad Rab Shimon ben Elazar, Shadrei Rabbi Meir Latuye Chamra Mibei Kutai. Shimon Elazar was sent by Rabbi Meir to go ahead and bring back wine from the Kutim. Ashkechei HaUsabo, this elderly gentleman found him. Tosfot over here says there are those that explain that the Saba is Eliyahu Navi. Tosfot rejects that because in other places in Shas it's clear when it says Saba, that doesn't mean Eliyahu Navi. Wherever this individual is, he says to Rabbi Meir, Amalei, V'samto Sakin, it's spelled in Mishle with a sin, not a Samoch, Bilo Echa Im Baal Nefesh Ata. So the Pasuk is in the beginning of Mishle Perichav Gimel. Later on, the Gemara will quote the first Pasuk there. First Pasuk says, Ki Teshev Lil Chom Et Moshel. When you sit down to break bread with a ruler, Bin Tavin Et Asher Lefanecha. You should consider carefully, diligently, what is in front of you, what's there. And then the Pasuk that we quoted now continues, V'samto Sakin Bilo Echa. Place a knife by your neck, by your throat. Im bal nefesh ata. If you have a large appetite or a good appetite, put a knife by your throat. Rashi explains what that means. Samta sakim b'loech. Put a knife. Rashi says belechiyacha means near your cheek. Kamo. And then Rashi says lehit chazei al yitzrecha. Overcome your yetzer and don't do this. Don't carry out the mission to take the wine from this. Overcome your yetzer and don't buy wine here. So halach Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar besiper dvarim lifnei Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar told this story when he came back to Rabbi Meir. V'gazar alehem, and he put a gzeirah on them. That's the first gzeirah that we saw by Rabbi Meir. He placed the gzeirah because of this story. So my time, what was the issue over here? So Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Dmut Yonah Matzu Lehem Berosh Har Grizim. They found an image of a dove on the top of Har Grizim. Shayu Ovdim Ota, that they worshipped it. They worshipped this image. And as Tosfot mentions over here, the Midrash in other places tells us that this was the Avodah Zarah that Yaakov Avinu buried Tachat Ala Behar Bishchem, near Shchem. This is the Avodah Zarah. They found that, and then they worshipped that Yonah. So they were over the Avodah Zarah. V'Rabbi Meir L'Tameh. And Rabbi Meir's L'Shitato, he was Gozer on him, the Chayish L'Miuto, because he worries about the Miut. Because Aruba Ata Miuto. When it comes to the Yonah, the Dmut Yonah, the image of the dove that was on the Har, only a Miut, only a minority of the Kutim worshipped it. Nevertheless, Rabbi Meir was gozer on all the Kutim. And this is Rabbi Meir L'Shitate, who is Choshesh L'Miuta. He worries when there's a Miut, he's Choshesh for that Miut. And therefore, he said that we're going to worry about the robe of Kutim, even though only a Miut of them worship. And therefore, he established a Gzerah that you cannot purchase wine from them. V'Rabbi Gamliel u'Beit Dino Nami, K'Rabbi Meir Svile, Rabbi Gamliel and his Beit Din, who later were gozer also on the Shchitat Kuti, that was a Surah, they hold, like Shitat Rabbi Meir, that they're Choshesh L'Miuta. Pashtei Dekro Abba Ma'ktiv. The Poshup Shat in the Pasuk, what is it speaking about? We gave the basic translation of the Pasuk. The Gemara was Doresh, or used it as a hint, to tell Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar that he should pack up and not take wine from the Kutim. And now the Gemara wants to know, okay, what's the proper way to understand the Pasuk? So, Kiba Talmid Ayoshev Lifnei Rabot. It's talking about a student who's sitting in front of his Rebbe, the Tani Rabbi Chia. Ki teshev l'chom et moshel. If you are sitting down to, we said before, break bread with the ruler, over here it's to milchamta shel Torah with the Rebbe, the moshel is the Rebbe. Bin tavin et asher l'fanecha. Understand carefully what the Rebbe has and his capabilities are. V'samta sakim b'loecha. If you know that he cannot answer the questions that you're going to ask, put a knife by your neck, by your cheek, and don't ask the questions. Im bal nefesh ata, if you are a person who really wants to get to the truth and understanding, so im yodea tamid beraboshu delachzir lo tam bin. If a Talmud knows that his Rebbe can answer the questions that he's going to ask, bin, go ahead, understand, ask, so that you know better. Im lav, if not, Tavin et asher lefanecha. Understand the situation. And v'samta sagin v'loecha. And put a knife by your throat so that you don't speak up and don't ask questions, because you know you're going to embarrass the Rebbe and he's not going to answer you anyway. So what should you do in that case? In bal nefesh ata, if you are a person who's searching for the truth and going after truth, parosh shemenu, separate from him. Rav Yitzchak ben Yosef shadrei Rav Yebo latuye chamra mibeit kutai. Rav Yitzchak ben Yosef sent Rav Yebo to bring wine from the kutayim, even though obviously they're much later than Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Gamliel. So we'll see in a second why they're still purchasing wine from the kutayim. So again, ashkechei ha'usaba, an elderly gentleman found their malay late kan shomrei Torah. There's nobody who keeps the Torah over here. He was warning them, you can't be somech on these individuals in terms of purchasing wine from them. Halach Rabbi Yitzchak v'siper dvarim lifnei Rabbi Abahu. He returned to his sender, Rabbi Bo, and told him what had happened. Then Rabbi Abahu went to the leaders of that generation, Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, and told them. And that moment, they didn't leave there until they were gozer on them, that they were complete. Over there, Avodah Zarah, the Kutim were no longer classified as Nemanim in certain situations. They were classified as being total over there, Avodah Zarah. Lamai, what do they need gzera for? If you don't have a shchita and yayin esech, mihatam gazru b'hu rabbanon. Wait, we already had that. Rabbi Meir took care of yayin. Rabbi Gamliel Beit Dino took care of shchita. So then what's left? What were Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi being gozer at? So Mar says, inhu gozer velo kiblu minayu. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Gamliel Beit Dino were gozer, but the Hamonam did not accept it. And we have a principle that a gzeira she'en ha-tzibur yacholim la'amud ba, if the chachamim put a gzeira into place that the tzibur is unable to or unwilling to accept, the gzeira terminates by itself. It doesn't work. Atu Rabbi Ami Rav Asi gazur b'kibul minayu. Rabbi Ami Rav Asi reinstituted the gzeira, and in their time they were accepted. And as Rashi explains, that the historical context was different. Not because Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi were greater than Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Gamliel. The people were not ready to accept such a gzerah. They had a lot of interaction with them. They were continuous interactions with them. They were somech on them for supplies and for certain issues. And to be gozer, such a gzerah would have made it very difficult on them. Therefore, they didn't accept it. But by the time of Dorosh, Rabbi Ami and Rav Asi, Hayef Shalem Lifrosh, they already, partly maybe because of the original Gzeira, maybe partly because the Kutim had diminished in numbers, or the reliance had diminished. Therefore, at that point in time, the Am or the Tzibur was willing to accept the Gzeira, and therefore went into effect. Now the Gemara asks, when they were gozer on them, that they're Ovdei Kochavim Gmurim, what does that mean? Okay, I understand for Yayin Nesach. I understand for Shchita. But why would you phrase it in such a manner to say they're gmurim of the chavim? So Amar Rabbi Nachman by Yitzchak, batel reshut, v'liten reshut. Has to do with on Shabbat, when you make an Erev Chatzerot, or you have a shituf mivaot, all the people that live in that area and join together have to be a part of the Eruv or the shituf mivaot. The Takanat Chachamim was that in areas where they look like a reshut abim, areas where we have joint ownership, a chatzer, a mavui, that all participants are all dwellers of those areas join together to create some sort of joint tenement between them, so it looks like it's a single ownership rather than a joint ownership, so people won't mix those areas up with Reshut HaRabim. And because they're allowed to carry in these areas, they won't come to carry in Reshut HaRabim. If one of them is left out by accident or for whatever reason they didn't join in, then it presents a problem to all the others on Shabbat. So how do we rectify that problem? And that's what we have a bright over here. Kedetanya, Israel Mumar, Mishamer Shabbato b'shuk. Israel is a mumar, but at least b'farhesya he keeps Shabbos. Mivatel reshut v'notein reshut. He can become a part of the shituf mivaot or the eruv chatzerot by simply relinquishing control of his property and saying that he's a part. Either on Shabbat he can relinquish property, you don't need a full kinyan, or even beforehand to join in with the food. B'she'enu mishamer Shabbato b'shuk. Someone who does not keep Shabbat b'farhesya. Enu mivatel reshut v'notein reshut. He's unable to join in the shituf mivaot or the erev chatzerot until he does a full transaction on a real kinyan. Mipnei shamru, Israel notein reshut mivatel reshut. A Jew can participate by simply relinquishing control over his property or joining in the shituf mavot or the erev chatzerot, but oved kochavim, someone who is not Jewish, ad sheyiskor, you have to rent the property from them. So to over here, once you were gozer on the kutim that they oved kochavim gemurim, therefore you had to be rent the property from them if they were a part of the neighborhood in which you want to do the shituf mavot or the erev chatzerot. Ketzad, how does it work that you can give over rights to the property and you don't have a full kinyan? Amar lo rishuti knuya lecha. My property is given over to you. Reshuti mevutelet lach. I relinquish my control. Kaneh, take possession of this property. Ve'eino tzarich lizkot. You don't have to have a full-fledged kinyan with a kinyan chalipin. That simple statement is enough to join the Jew in the Erev Chatzirah or the Shituf Mavot, which is not true of the Oikach Chavim, which requires a full rental. Gemara explains in other places the reason for that partly is to encourage Jews to live together in smaller neighborhoods and not have outside influences in those neighborhoods. The Gemara now tells a story which really isn't relevant to our Gemara, but it's connected by the fact that it has that same principle that Hashem does not mevi takala ayidei tzadikim. And that is Rabbi Zeira Rabbi Asi iklu the pundaka the yoi. They went to a pundaka in a place called Yoi. Aitu the kamayu beitzim hametzumakot. They brought in front of them these eggs that were well cooked, roasted, and scrambled with biyayin, so wine. Rabbi Zeira lo achal. Rabbi Zeira refused to eat from it. Rabbi Asi achal. On the other hand, Rabbi Asi ate it. Amalei Rabbi Zeira lo Asi v'lo chayish mar l'tarovet demai. Aren't you worried about the fact we're staying here by an amaretz? There's wine mixed in with the eggs. And when the wine's mixed in with the eggs, you have a problem of demai. We don't know if they were mafrish shmot masros from the wine. So how could you eat it? Samalei lava datai. I didn't notice that there was wine in the eggs. I knew that they were well-cooked eggs and there was a mixture and some gravy, but I didn't know that it contained wine in it. And therefore, I didn't know to refrain from eating it. Samar abishayra. And this is why it's relevant to our studio over here. Efshar gazru ala torovet demai. Is it possible that the chamim were gozer on tarovet demai? Tarovet demai means demai mixed in with other items. Umistayim milta the ravasi the meichel isur. And if that's the case, then ravasi would have eaten something that is isur. Hashtobim tam shel tzadikim en akorsh baruch hu mevi takala al yadan. There we saw the story that Hashem even protects the animals of tzadikim. Tzadikim atzman lo kosher kein. When it comes to tzadikim themselves, of course Hashem protects them. Again, here a proof to what Tosfot said before, that usually this is brought up in the context of eating, ingesting, and therefore here, when Rav Asi was eating something, Hashem should have protected him from eating Isur if there really was an Isur. Nafak Rabbi Zera, Dak Vashkach. Zera went out and went through a different memrot, and he found that it's true that there really isn't an Isur when you have Tarovet Demai. That's not. We have a Mishnah, or it's really a Breito, it's a Tosefta in Demai. Okay, Achiyayin, Latet Lato Chamurius. Person who purchases wine to put into the fish hash to make a brine, or the toch alontit, or into the alontit, which is a mixture of water, wine, and shemen afar simon balsam, karshinim lasot men tchinin, beans to make into grits, adashim lentils lasot mehem risisim, to make them into groats. So we have raw items which require trumot and masrot to be removed from them. You have yayin, karshinim, or adashim. In all of these cases, they are chayav mishum demai. In that case, you must be mafrish trumot masrot from the wine or items that you purchased in order to put into the dish. Vein sarach lomar mishum vadai. And of course, if you know for certain that they haven't had trumot masrot taken off of them, then you have to be mafrish. Vein atzman, but they themselves mutarim ipnei hashein atarovet. If you got the item when it was already mixed into these dishes, then you don't have to be mafrish Trumot umasrot. So this, Rabbi Zera says, now I have a braita that supports this position that there's a distinction between when I have demai, when I purchase something that it itself requires to have trumot umasrot be mufrash from him. There I say you have to take them off. And even if you mix it into a mixture afterwards, I still say you have to take it off because at the moment that you bought it, it was a separate entity, a separate item. Even though you intend to mix it later, you have to be mafrish. On the other hand, if you get the item, receive the item already mixed, there we don't have a demand on you to be mafrish from the demai because it's already in the mixture. And that's the case by Rav Asi. Rav Asi received the dish from the Bala Bait, or the Balata Bait. It was already mixed. He didn't notice even that the wine was in there. And therefore, he was not required, Migzirat Chachamin, to be mafrish from Mot Masrot, and he wasn't in violation of any Yisur. Now the Gemara challenges this conclusion. V'lo gazru al tarovet demai, is it really true that there was no gzeirah on mixtures of demai? Vatanya, we have a braita. Anotein l'shchenato isa la'afot uktira l'vashel. Person hands over to his neighbor a dough to bake or a pot to cook. Eino choshesh l'sor v'tavlin shabah. He doesn't have to worry about the yeast, the rising agent, or the spices that are put into it. Lo mishum shvit, not problems of yisurei shvit. Lo mishum ma'aser, and not problems of ma'aser and trumot. V'ein amarla. On the other hand, if he says to Asil Ali Mishilaychi, says, make it out of your stuff for me, Choshesh, then he has to worry about the sor of the tavlin. V'shabat, mishum shvit, mishum aser. Then he has to worry about the rising agent and the spices that she might put in there. So when she has no discretion, and he hands her the dough and the dish, along with the rising agent and the spices, we assume she does what she's given. On the other hand, when she is not given those items, but rather he says, put in your spices, you take care of the spicing, you take care of the rising agent, then we do worry that she mixed in, and here it's a mixture of demai, because the dough is being given and the item to be cooked is being given by the chaver. Nevertheless, we still worry about what's being mixed in there. The Gemara says, well, that case, shani hotam, that's a different situation. The kaven de kamala si li mishilechi, since he says, take care of it from your own product, keman de ariv biyadayim dami, it's as if you bought the product separately and put it in. It's not like you're receiving it as a tarobet, as a mixture, but rather you're telling her, take it and act as a shliach, as an agent on my behalf. Take that item and put it in. So when you do that, it was separate at first and then only added later. It's equivalent to the ratio of the breita that we brought before, the tosefta that we brought before, in a case where you buy it specifically to put in to the mixture. There you're still chayav in demai. Rafa from Amar, Rafa from suggests that this breito is different because shiny sorbetavlin, when it comes to the rising agent or the spicing, the letaima of it, they're made for taste, letaima lo batil. And if their whole purpose is to be there to affect the taste of the dish, the taste doesn't go away. So therefore it's not batil. And that's what Rashi says, letaima lo batil, lefi shehu mitakena kol, fixes everything, v'hu haikar. And that's the main thing that we have here. But in the cases of the Tosefta that we brought before, v'yayim b'morios, v'yayim b'morios, the wine that's mixed in them is a side part of it. It's not the ikar of the taste. It's not the main flavor that's there. It's just an added flavor, a secondary flavor. And therefore, in that case, since it wasn't put in for the tam or to create the ikar tam, we don't worry about it. There's an important Tosfot here. The Tosfot says that when you say to the Eish Adam Aretz to cook it on your behalf and to put in the spices and the seor, there's a problem of enu meusar, that the masrot were taken off. And Tosfot says, wait a minute. From here, it sounds like you have to take off chumot and masrot from tavlin, from spices. He says that's problematic because we have a principle that kosh chayav b'maser metamei tumat ochlim. Eden that's chayav b'maser also has to have the ability to receive tumat ochlim. It has to be classified is an ochel that receives tuma. And in places we've seen that tavlin can be a tziruf to ochel, but they themselves are not mekabel tumat ochlim. They are part and parcel of ochel that has them in it, but they themselves are not tamei tumat ochlim. So Tosfot concludes over here that there is a distinction. When it says enu musar, that's going on the seor part of it. But when it comes to tavlin, there's no requirement of masrot being taken off of them, which has important ramifications of whether one has to take off tuma to masrot on tavlinim. Now in all these cases, what we haven't worried about is the possibility that the individual might swap out on you the materials. And that's what Gemara asks here. We don't worry about stealing or swapping out on you here. You're handing this item to the Am Haaretz or the Am Haaretz's wife to take care of on your behalf. And we don't worry about the fact that she might swap it out and give you back something that's not yours. That's not. We have a Mishnah in Demai that says we do worry about it. If an individual whose mother-in-law is an Am Haaretz, and he gives her something to cook on his behalf, he has to take off masrot from what he gives to her to cook, and he has to take off masrot from that which he takes back from her. The problem is that we are choshed. We worry about the fact that if something goes wrong, she'll swap it out. Where it says, Hatam k'detanya taimo. There, the Mishnah tells you the reason that we worry about her swapping it out. Because, she wants to make sure that her daughter looks good, and she's embarrassed from her son-in-law, and therefore she does not want to return a dish that's not good. So if something goes wrong with the dish, she's going to swap it out and put her own materials in, because she wants to make sure that only something good comes out. So in that case, we're choshesh for swapping out. But in a normal case where you're giving it to your neighbor or to your friend, over there we don't worry about them swapping it out. Mar says, ula alma lo chashinan. For people in general, we don't worry about swapping out. Vatanan, we have a mission in Demai. Hanotein the pundakit shalom. Person who gives to his innkeeper, to his bed and breakfast, maser jenoteinla, he has to take off masrot from that which he gives. Vechenotel mimena, not which he takes back. Mipnei shechashuda, again, the same problem, michalefet. We worry about the fact that she's chashud to swap it out. Hatam nami, so also in that case by the Mishnah, shimorayu, ta'amra. She's more a heter to herself and says, here's a machloket Rashi and the Tosafot, how to read it. Rashi reads it as a positive statement, that the same way like by the mother-in-law, she wants everything to turn out better, so therefore she'll swap to keep it better. So still to over here, the statement is, Ramra bar bei rav, lechol chamima v'ana echol kirira. She says that when it comes to this individual brought me this stuff that's already old or cold, I'll replace it with something fresh. He'll eat the good stuff, and I'll take the krira, meaning barbe rab lechol chamima, he'll eat the good stuff, the fresh stuff, v'anochel krira, and I'll take the poorer stuff or the older stuff. So that she swaps it out in order to make her guest feel better, or to have the rabbanon who are staying by her, she's giving them some sort of kavod, so she makes sure to give the fresher to them. So she'll take her fresher materials, give it to him, and then take what he had given to her. Tosfot, on the other hand, says the other way around. The Mora Heter is a negative statement, and that it's really bitmia. Amar Bebe Rav Lechol Chamima V'Anar Chol Karira, he'll get the fresh stuff, and I'll get the old stuff? She's Mora Heter because she's working, she prepares the food. She says, well, if he brought new stuff in, I'll take the new stuff, and I'll give him the old stuff. I'm working for him, so she's Mora Heter to herself to swap it out and give him the poorer quality and to keep the better quality for herself. So now the Gemara says, Uvelechlufe Lo Chashinan, we don't worry about this swapping out. Over here we've said, every time there was a swap out, there was a reason, either a mother-in-law, or in the case of the Balat Habayit, who is Mora Heter Latzma. Well, here we have another case, Vatanyo. Eshet Chaver Tochenet Im Eshet Amaretz. An Eshet Chaver can mill alongside of an Eshet Amaretz. Bizman Shi Tmeya, the time that she's Tmeya. Now here's a Machloket Rashi and Tosafot. It's really Rabbeinu Hananel and the Rabbeinu Tam had to read this. So we'll read it with Rashi's Pshat first, and then we'll come back and explain what Tosafot says according to the Girsa of the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rabbeinu Hananel. So here, according to Rashi, it's an Eshet Chaver, Tochenet Im Eshet Amaretz, Man Shi Tmeya. The person's Tmeya here is the Eshet Chaver. So she's allowed to work alongside of the Eshet Amaretz, Avalo Bizman Shi Torah, but not when she is Torah. Because we're worried about the fact that she might eat from that which is being put through the mill. And what that's being put through the mill was not Nesar, it was didn't have Maiser taken off of it, didn't have Masrot Mufrash Vimena, and therefore she'd be eating Isur. So the time that she's Tmeyah, the Eshet Chaver, we know she's not going to eat from it because she's already Mafrish herself. Since she's Tmeyah, she keeps a little certain amount of distance and she won't come to eat it. On the other hand, when she's Teorah, when she's Tahor, we worry about the fact that she might come to eat it. Now, generally, we don't worry about an Eshet Chaver stealing over here, so why would she come to eat something that doesn't belong to her? Because her friend is going to give it to her. She's going to hand it to her and she's going to forget herself and eat it. Even though, technically, we're going to see in a second it was stolen and it could be Enu Musar. When she's Tmeyah, we allow it. But when she's Teorah, no. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Amar, Af is man shitmeya. Even when she's tmeya, lo titchon. Don't be involved in the milling process. Menei shechaverta notenet la. Because her friend gives it to her. Vochelet, then she eats it. Hashta migzal gzeilo. Chelufe mi boy. Over there, she's stealing. You're going to ask me about chelufe. Maybe she'll swap it out. There, she's outright stealing. And according to Rashi, so according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, again, even though an eshet chaver generally does not steal and doesn't eat when she's tmeya or any musar over here, because she forgets herself when she's involved in the process and her friend, the Rama Aretz, comes along and feeds her, she'll eat it even when she's Tmeyah. So Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, no at all, can't be involved in the process at all. And the Gemara says it's a Kal V'Chomer. If here we're Choshesh for the fact that she might steal, then certainly we'll be Choshesh for the fact that she might swap it out. Who's stealing over here? Well, the Eshet Amaretz. She's stealing from her husband. It's her husband's food, and she's working with her husband's food, and she steals from her husband and gives it to her friend. The Gemara says, Atanami Moria Vamra Torah Midishei Kachil. Over there also, she's Mora Heter. The wife of the Amaretz is Mora Heter for herself to take from her husband's possessions. She says that we have a principle by an ox. Even an ox, we say, Lo taksom shor b'disho. Even the ox, when he's working, gets fed. So too, when I'm working with the materials, then it's acceptable for me to take for myself or to give those that work with me. So she doesn't consider, she's Mora Heter, that she doesn't consider it stealing. That is Rashi's understanding of the Gemara. Tosfot asks a boatload of questions on Rashi's shot. We'll just mention a couple of the problems here. Number one is, when a wife takes a small amount from her husband, that's not considered stealing. Rashi is saying over here, when she takes from her husband, the Amaretz, that's considered stealing. We have Gemaras in other places which say that a husband's not makbid on small amounts that his wife takes to eat. That's considered acceptable. That's not considered stealing. Number two is, why is this Mishnah? It's really not a Mishnah. It's really a Tosefta in Taharot. Why is it found in Taharot and not found in Masechet Damai? According to Rashi, it's all a question of Damai. It's not a question of Tuma and Tahara. So why is Tuma and Tahara even relevant over here? That has to do with the separation, but it's really a Din in Damai. So why is this Tosefet or variance of this Mishnah found in Taharot? Number three is, how does the Eshet Chaver work with an Eshet Amaretz? The Eshet Amaretz over here is going to do something that's Eni Musar. She's going to be Matameyet. And once it becomes Tamei, it's going to be problematic in terms of being Mafrish Chala. She becomes a Misayeya Le'ovrei Aveira. If she's a Misayeya Le'ovrei Aveira, how can she be a participant in helping this woman to do an Aveira? So for these reasons and other reasons that Tosafot mentions, he has an alternative Girsa. And Mafresh Rabbeinu Hananel V'chein Rabbeinu Tam, the Tvua is of the Chaver. That the case here is the Tvua of a Chaver. And Bizman Shi Tmeya, who's Tmeya here, is the Eshet Amaretz. Since the Eshet Amaretz Machzeket, she presents herself as being a Tmeya. In that case, you can give it over to her to mill. Because she's presenting herself as Tmeya, she's going to stand back. she's not going to take from that which is there. And therefore, we say it's okay to give it over to the Eshet HaMaaretz because she won't cause problems for that which is put in. She won't touch the Tevuah at all. On the other hand, when she presents herself as being Teorah, then we don't give it over to her because then we worry about her coming into contact with the Tevuah and being Mitameyet because we know she's not an expert in Tumah and we know that that which is Big Day HaMaaretz are Midras for Chaverim. Then Rabbi Shimon Elazar comes along and says, even when she's Tmeah, even when the Amaretz, his wife, presents herself as being Tmeah, we still don't give it over to her because we're not worried about her. True, she'll keep her distance. The problem is that she's going to invite her friend over, another Amaretz's wife, who is Torah. And then she'll give her the food to eat. And that Amaretz will come into contact. That Eshet Amaretz will come into contact with the Tevuah and cause a problem. So now she's stealing. She's taking from the Tevuah and giving it to her friend. It doesn't belong to her. So over here, when she takes it, she's really taking from someone else's Tevuah. That's really stealing. So the Gemara says, if she's stealing, we're worried about her stealing. We're not going to worry about her swapping it out. It says, no, over there, she's already Mora Heter. Again, she's working with it. She's doing all the Avodah. She's Mora Heter to herself that, oh, I can take some of it. I can take for myself. I can give to my friend because I'm working with it. And that's why it's over here we consider it to be problematic. But in general, when you don't have any connection, for instance, in a case of a shachein, a neighbor, or in a case of a person that you don't know, over there we don't worry about it being swapped out. Again, we got to this sugya through the fact that we said that Rav Asi did not violate any Yisur because it was Tarovet Demai, and by Tarovet Demai we were not worried about it. And the Gemara then challenged that, is that really true? We don't worry about Tarovet Demai. We have these cases by Seor and Tavlin, where we are afraid that they might swap it out, and when they swap it out, it is problematic. Over there, we gave two answers, either because he directed her to put it in, therefore it's as if he purchased it separately and he's chayav for the demayat sanat terovit, or because Sor and Tavlim are there for ta'am, and therefore they affect the whole dish, and they're not considered to be a terovit or batel betocha terovit. And the fact that we don't worry about it being swapped out, we don't worry about the fact that the eshet hamaaretz, the person that you give the food to work with, is going to swap it out with their own food. We had three cases where we see people do swap it out. In all those cases, we said they were exceptional. One case was that it's his mother-in-law, and therefore she wants only the good. The other case was that it was his pundakit, his innkeeper, and there Rashi said that she would do it for his tova. According to Tosafot, it was negative, meaning that she justifies her position in swapping it out and taking the better for herself. And then the case of the Eshet Chaver, again, where we worry about her swapping it out. According to Rashi, we worry about the Eshet HaMaaretz being more heter to take from her husband. According to Tosafot, we worry about the Eshet HaMaaretz being more heter to take from the Chaver's produce in order to feed it to her friend. Those are all exceptional cases. But a case of a Shachain, where it's considered normal for neighbors to give to one another to work on the item, or in cases where you don't know the individual, there we don't worry about being swapped out. And you can trust if you gave those materials that you're getting back, the same materials that you gave, and then it's fine. Okay, we'll stop over here.